It is not easy to stand out among 600 botanical gardens across the United States. But Lorenzen Gardens did exactly that, earning a spot on a national short list and then landing on the top three. Mia Jenkins, director of marketing at the gardens, explains just how selective the process was.
We're one of 600 botanical gardens in the nation, and only 20 were selected for the short list from a national pool of nominations that were submitted by a panel of experts that includes travel writers and other people.
And from the short list of 20, Lorenzen came in third place, a meaningful jump from where the garden placed just 1 year ago.
We placed third in that USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards for Best Botanical Garden, and just couldn't be more honored to be nominated in the first place, but then to place third, that's a rise from our fifth place finish last year.
What makes this recognition even more remarkable is the garden's age. Lorenzen is celebrating its 25th anniversary this October. Young by botanical garden standards, especially when you compare it to some of the other gardens on national list. But in those 25 years, the garden has grown to more than 100 acres, with over 20 areas, and the team is not slowing down. This spring, a new gathering space called the Quinn Family Oasis and Amphitheater opens in April. A woodland flyway, a new top tree entrance to the garden, is also in the works. And a community-driven master plan is in the horizon to shape the garden's future. Jenkins says the ambition is clear.
We really do want to be the world-class botanical garden for the Great Plains region.
And this summer, for families with children, there is a good reason to pay close attention. The garden's summer adventure camps for kids ages 5 through 12 are already filling up fast. It is an immersive, screen-free week of discovery in nature.
The garden really is like a giant learning lab, and you have a lot of hands-on experiences with the natural world.
Beyond summer camps, the garden's calendar is packed. Thomas Dumbo's Trolls Save the Humans, a beloved sculpture exhibit featuring massive figures crafted from reclaimed wood, is on display through May 18. And through the warmer months, the outdoor summer concert series returns, along with Licious at Lorenzen on Monday nights, the all-European show and shine in September, the Lorenzen Antiques and Design Show, the garden's largest fundraiser, and the Japanese Ambience Festival in October.
There's just a real diversity of activity here that, it's a benefit we have with our space. We can use it in a lot of different ways. So we like to showcase all that it can be for the public.
Third in the nation, 25 years in the making. And by the sound of it, Lorenzen Gardens is just getting started. For more information on camps, exhibits, and events, you can visit lorenzengardens.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.